Hello, everybody. This is Carrie L., and welcome to Carrie L.'s HeartLink. I'm your hostess, and I have a wonderful program planned today. And we're going to have a guest, Marcia McMahon, who is a wonderful, gifted speaker. She has her own radio show as well. And we'll go to her in a moment, but allow yourself to receive today. And allow the sacred love to flow through you now. And good things are coming your way. So take a deep breath and relax. And the blessing for the day comes from the Gayatri Prayer. Let us focus on that effulgent light from which the whole universe is projected. May this inner sun enlighten our minds, and may we awaken as that light. All right, I'm going to give you also the phone lines to call, because we are open for that. We won't start taking phone calls for the first at least 15 minutes, so we can do our introduction. But here they are. The U.S. toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And the Canada number is 888-810-8322. And the international direct is 530-876-3222. And I'm so glad to have this opportunity today with the subject that we'll be speaking on, which is peace. What a topic. And I also wanted, before we go to that, I want to just share a little bit about myself. It's important to remind you who I am. I am a transpersonal counselor and a hypnotherapist, as well as a past life regressionist, and a metaphysician of over 25 years. So I'm so glad that I can have this opportunity on the radio. And I thank Don Newsom and his group at BBS Radio and for this opportunity. And we have wonderful topics every last Wednesday of the month. And I just want to share with you a couple of upcoming dates that are coming up for my workshops and my classes. We're going to have a class on June 6th. If you're interested, please do go to my website. My website is heartlinkinstitute.com. That's www.heartlinkinstitute.com. And the subject will be Sacred Tarot. And that's June 6th. And also coming up will be a couple of workshops. Hello? Is somebody there? Somebody's calling in already.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I heard a beep.
I'm sorry.
I'm so trained, I automatically respond to the beeps. Is somebody there?
Yes, but I was just trying to get in on the call. I wasn't particularly asking for a question.
Oh, okay. Well, then just go ahead and get in on the call. We are going to, I'll continue on then, and announcing my shows, my programs that I do. The IONS group in Escondido, California, has invited me to present my show on the crop circles. And I'll be doing a slide presentation on June 15th. And so come and join us. Again, go to my heartlinkinstitute.com to find out the details. I'll also be doing a workshop on the 23rd of June, which will help people to align with these new energies that are coming on the planet. It's called Blueprinting Your Life in Light. And on the 24th, the very next day, I'll be doing a weight loss workshop for those who have finally decided to rip up any diets they've been on and come and join us and start fresh with a whole new way of looking at things. Okay, I think that's it for the announcements. Now, as far as my guest, and again, I encourage you to come call in a little bit for either one of us, either Marcia or myself. Now, Marcia McMahon has been doing her radio show called The Peaceful Planet, and that's on Saturdays. And she is an internationally recognized psychic author and radio show host, as I said. And she's had her artwork as well in numerous private collections throughout the United States. She channels inspirational messages from Diana, the Princess of Wales, and has the gift of prophecy concerning earth changes and what we Americans need to know to truly bring peace to the planet and America. Her latest book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, which addresses the peace issues in the Middle East and around the planet. So I welcome you, Marcia. Are you there?
Of course I am. It's wonderful to be on your show, Ariel. I liked your intro. Sounds like you're into some very fascinating things yourself.
I am, yes. Well, I was just so fascinated by this topic, and I wonder if you could give us an overview of your book and what you've come to share from Diana.
Well, certainly. The book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and the title was given to me through many of her messages. I do a weekly message on world affairs, and as you know, Diana in life was very involved in world affairs and put herself in situations like standing up for her causes with landmines, children being maimed by them, etc. And she was pretty fearless as a person, especially a royal person, going into these dangerous situations. So basically, I believe that she was intending to continue in the same line of work with her causes when, of course, she so tragically passed over in the accident. And then subsequent to that, she contacted me shortly before September 11th and asked me to be her peace ambassador. And this was just in meditation, and I had channeled before, but I had never channeled her. And so, to make a long story short, I do a weekly message on world affairs and peace. And basically, a lot of what Diana has to say in the book addresses the current situation with the war on terror and the underlying causes and the oversight of particularly this administration with regard to the core grievance, resulting in the horrible tragedy of the 911 event, and the core grievance of the extremists. And basically, she has a lot of other things to say in the book too. She speaks on her private life and her sons, and gives various messages to other world leaders through these works. But the importance of the words that I get from Diana is that they have been well received by some of the key people that are world leaders, and they took the messages very much to heart. She also has commented on what plans the terrorists may have and so on, and has given very accurate and timely warning messages, which then I have forwarded on. So, she's doing a vast service
powerful
to
message.
Humanity in a continuing way that she did when she was on the earth plane. And she is doing all she can to assist humanity in coming to an understanding that religious righteousness is at the heart of the issue relating to all the fighting, especially in the Middle East, but terrorism worldwide. And it's, you know, a lot of light workers don't want to reach the subject of terrorism or the evil inherent in our world today, but we must face this, and hopefully with Diana's beautiful suggestions for diplomacy, she's trying to save our world, basically.
Yeah, I get the energy of this very protective mother who really is watching her children from you know,
exactly.
this high place. And before we delve in some more, I wonder if I could ask the caller, do you have a question? And if not, could you hang up and just listen from the internet?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because you don't have to call in to listen. We're on the internet, and you just press the link, and you'll be able to go to the actual radio show.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Okie doke. Okay, just wanted to make that clear. I don't think she understood that you don't have to call
I'm
us.
Glad you took the initiative on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good thinking, because I don't think she realized, and it would tie up the lines for anyone else that would like to call in.
Absolutely, and we know that this is a hot topic on the planet, how to get peace, how to have peace. And I know that, as I was saying, that Diana's whole energy has shifted since she's passed over. Could you share a little bit about what's happened for her and this incredible time period that we're living in, and what does she represent for us?
And
as an ascended master, I think.
She's an ascended master, and for those of you listening maybe for the first time or not completely familiar with the term, an ascended master in the past used to pass on through death to the next plane. An ascended master is a person who's a master at something on the earth plane. Generally, they're well recognized in their life as being major humanitarians, contributors. Some examples of other ascended masters, they're largely recognized in the East. Daiwel Kul is an ascended master. He was a Tibetan monk, but there are other ascended masters now that we're just beginning to wake up to. In the West, of course, we continue to call them saints in the Christian traditions, but these are people who did an outstanding job in their life, and they don't have to be famous like Diana or like Mother Teresa, whom I also channel. A mother's also, you know, an ascended master in the New Age parlance, but in the more Christian terminology, she's a saint. So there isn't too much difference, but the religions would argue all of this, and they'd say, well, Diana can't be a saint. She's not a Catholic, and so on and so on. But, you know, I think in the New Age, we have to come to understand that all people are one, all religions and faith traditions are valid, and they are all one, and that there are these beings who achieve in their lifetime something significant enough that it elevates them to a higher vibration of love where they care about everyone on the planet, like Mother Teresa did and like Diana did. And so they're elevated to another level when they get to the other side, and immediately they begin to do other work once they've looked at their life review and everything. So it's kind of...
It sounds like she's... Am I correct in saying that she's on the other side working diligently and also cycling up in consciousness from the other side as well, would you say, or how...
She's definitely working with other ascended masters on the other side and the higher realms of consciousness, and she's definitely assisting ascension as well. She does ascension activations occasionally when I lead my groups, and she is working on all facets of raising humanity's vibration to one of peace and love. So I think, you know, she was pretty much that way in life, although...
She was very loving.
She's a very loving person, and she has that mother...
When I think of ascension, I think of Christ or Krishna consciousness, you know, and I think of enlightenment, You know, I would think of a master who understands the different levels of dimensions and so forth. And, you know, so I wouldn't have initially thought of her as an ascended master. So this is a whole new way of perceiving.
It is, and that is true. And yet if you look at her life and some of the little details, she talked about her life being saved many times by her guides. And she talked about that in various articles. She was quoted as saying, "I have some very good guides that watch over me all the time." And
she really did have this information. She was knowledgeable, in other words.
She resonated very much with New Age in her life. And although she was a member of the royal family and officially in the Church of England, she wasn't particularly into that. But she does work with the Master Jesus on the other side and with Mother Teresa very closely. So, you know, she's done a lot of things on the other side, too. And I have a lot of information through Bob Murray, who also channels Diana. And occasionally Diana wants to give me a message, and he'll send an email to me, and it's directly a personal message from Diana through him. So she does other things.
Now, Bob Murray, tell me about him. What is his connection to Diana?
Well, Bob is doing the music on my show, The Peaceful Planet, and Bob and I share a connection in heaven to Princess Diana and also John Lennon and George Harrison. And for some reason, you know, and it all goes according to vibration, Cariel, and what they're drawn to, but I didn't choose to do these famous people or to channel them. They came to me. So, you know, but it's interesting.
Is this the Father Murray that Diana would talk about? Is he connected not personally to Diana?
Yeah.
As a priest or a minister?
He's not a priest. He's affectionately known as Father Murray, and he is more of a father figure, but actually, he was the father-in-law of Michael, who passed on a year before Diana did. And Michael met up with Diana in heaven, and then Michael began to give these messages to Bob, who has always been psychic and could tell what was going on the other side all the time. And basically, Michael channeled The Stars Still Shine, a book through Bob Murray. But in that book, there are messages from Princess Diana. And now, more recently, Bob has been creating wonderful music for the show Peaceful Planet that's all being channeled in or inspired, however you wish to say it. He gets the music somehow. You know, channeling is kind of like you're kind of like a radio tuner, and you're picking up signals, and you pick up words, and you can pick up tunes in this case. And he's got, 30 or 50 different tunes from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the band, and they do stuff on the other side. So Diana's involved in a lot of other causes on the other side, and she's pretty much a multidimensional lady. She always was, you know. She had one aspect which was royal, another aspect
which was
helping.
It's interesting, we got to see some of her public persona, and now after, you know, I'm so glad that you were able to channel this book. It is so powerful and shows her empowerment and a whole different aspect of Diana than
one would
have thought.
Well, that's a really good way of putting it, Cariel. And, you know, I didn't quite say it as well as you did, but you're absolutely right. She wanted to really change the world while she was here. And when she went out and did the landmines, that drew a lot of negative criticism from the royals. They didn't think that was proper, blah, blah. And there were people, you know, other governments, like the U.S. and England, that didn't like that at all, because basically she was out to ban them. And so she perceived as something of a threat, you know, and they accused her of being loose cannon and all this in the English press. Well, she was intending to use her celebrity status and her beauty not anymore for, you know, just being, you know, like a fashion model and being on Vogue. She intended, as she told me, to use her life to benefit others. And see, that's where she really came into her ascension pretty much before she passed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like...
Well, I was aware of her love for children and her working with AIDS and the landmines. And since this book, like I said, this book motivated me to go in deeper to research what's going on with the landmines and what really is happening. And it's incredible to me that these nations are still building these weapons of mass destruction that are beyond comprehension, and these dropping these bombs that are so horrendous and killing masses, much more. I guess at this, when I think of it, we're really at a juncture of waking up to what's been going on, even though it's right in front of our eyes. You know what I'm saying? We have been kind of in denial, I think. And I think a lot's happened since the 9/11 to wake us up to truly these horrendous things. And that we would have thought that our governments would be striving for peace, when in fact the total opposite is true, because war is profitable. And you know what I'm saying?
You know,
there's
a lot
level
of the a lot of the administration's ties, I believe this current administration's ties, are tied into weaponry. And I think that might have been one of the motivations for going over there. As well, I think it's very common for people who are presidents and dictators to be tied into their weapons. That's their means of defense. They think it's necessary. In this age of enlightenment, we have to work on disarming the world, its nuclear weapons, because the nuclear weapons are the absolute biggest threat. And there's no guarantee that we're necessarily going to be spared anything unless we ourselves insist that our nations disarm. And while that is a noble thing to say, it's a very difficult thing to achieve. And then you have nations like Iran, you know, that are working on it and, you know, making innuendos that they might want to use it. So, it's not enough to just say you're a light worker and that you support peace. It's really that you have to do something proactive.
What do you recommend? What are steps that we can take?
Thank you for
What is Diana recommending?
Well, Diana recommends that you look into the book With Love from Diana and that you read it and you use the book as a tool for peace, because that's what it is. She's outlined quite a few very complex, I would say, outlines for peace. She's got a peace plan for Israel and Palestine in particular. She's got diplomatic solutions.
Let's look at that that Palestinian state. Where are they in that process? Is there any?
Well,
have they gotten any closer?
You know, I mean, she has told me for 5 years that there would be a Palestinian state, and this idea of the Palestinian state did come out through George Bush, and it was through one of Diana's contacts that some of these ideas were given, I believe, although it's not a new idea. President Clinton wanted to create a Palestinian state, too. But it's deteriorated terribly now, and one of my jobs is to pay attention to the world affairs every week and to watch the news and, listen to her wisdom on what she thinks we can do at this juncture. It's always a different juncture because every week we seem to have a new crisis. But
the
Palestinian situation is particularly touchy because America so vehemently, supports Israel and gives lots of money and lots of weapons to Israel. And there's a lot of money flowing into America from weapons being sold to Israel. Not that I'm saying anything against Israel. I'm not. It's just the way that it is. And Israel perceives herself as defending herself. But just this week, Israel went in and was bombing various Palestinian targets that they felt might be leaders in the Hamas movement, which, as you probably know, the Hamas movement is the more radical Islamic faction of the...
Weren't they voted in just recently?
Voted in 2 years ago, yes. And they have a leader. And then the actual elected president is Mahmoud Abbas, who is a really wonderful moderate, and he rules the Fatah party. And it's the Fatah party and the Hamas party that are actually now engaged in a bloodbath between one another. And each brother in these Palestinian territories is killing brother, and the children are getting killed in the meantime. And then Israel's kind of coming in and taking out Hamas. They're against Hamas because Hamas will not recognize the right of Israel to exist, and Hamas is a radical Islamic organization that commits a lot of these suicide bombs. So Israel's a dead set against them and won't negotiate a peace. And Diana's saying that this one issue, the issue of solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is the core issue behind the September 11th attack, is the core issue behind the Muslim extremism all throughout the world, the Muslim terrorism, and that if we solved this one issue, instead of paying so much attention to the Iraq thing, which was a waste of life and money, and this is my opinion now, this is not hers, she never says anything too critical of any world leader, because
I noticed that. She is such a diplomat. It was very impressive when I read...
Isn't she impressive? I mean, I don't know how she gets so specific with it all. I mean, what amazed me is, as channeling unfolded, because a lot of channeling out there on the Internet these days is pretty vague, and it's a lot of it may have to do with ascension and other things, you know, and I do a lot of other channeling with other ascended masters, and it's nothing like what I have from Diana. Diana has a unique, very fresh perspective because she's recently crossed over, and she knows all of the political players in the world. She's met every one of them. So, of course, she's going to have insight, and she's, I don't know how, you know, when this channeling evolved through me, I was amazed at what I was getting from her because it's so precise, and she sees so clearly what could be done for diplomacy. So, anyway, she's saying that if we solve the issue of the Palestinians and the Israelis and we help them come to a Palestinian state, that this would head off future acts of terror because this is the core grievance. And, you know, it's not something I would have been able to make up in my wildest imagination, I can tell you that.
Well, then that's proof right there. It's real.
Well, you know, and I know
I mean, I was very impressed. Yeah, I was very impressed. And just to go deeper about the current situation, because I was just reading, and of course I get a lot of information on the Internet, as I think most of us do these days, and just reading about the United States and its somehow backing and supporting Fayyad and their who's running the salaries of the government in Palestine. He's apparently
Fatah is running. Yeah.
Okay. Fatah is how you say it. And he...
The organization, the political party I think you're thinking of, Carol, is Fatah, F-A-T-A-H, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm looking at Minister Salam Fayyad is the name I'm looking at.
Okay.
Who is the one who takes care of paying everybody.
Yeah, I don't recognize the specific name, but yes, they're having a problem with making payments. Definitely.
Salaries for even running the Palestinian government at this point, and because there's been embargoes, in other words, and that that have, you know, obviously the United States hasn't supported the Palestinians because of their attacks on Israel. But recently, what has been accomplished, it sounds like, now I could be wrong, but it's saying here that there has been an agreement reached with the Hamas charter, and its leaders have offered a long-term truce with Israel in return for a viable Palestinian state. And again, it kind of goes back and forth. Do we have one or don't we? But this most recent thing.
Was this dated today? Because I have not seen it.
On the 28th of May.
Well, bless you for bringing that into the conversation, because this is what we need. You know,
exactly.
I don't want to get excited about it, because the next minute it might be another suicide bomb by these people.
Well, it's like a roller coaster ride.
It is.
We don't know. We don't know.
You'll have to
for
send
sure.
me that link, because I was aware of the situation with the salaries, and you know that I'm in touch with this wonderful Palestinian lady who runs an orphanage. And she told me, I had her on my show 6 or 8 months ago now. Her name is Samar Sahar. And she picks up these kids that would be potential candidates for becoming bombers because they're street kids, and that's who they recruit over there. And she gives them orphanage and feeds them and cares for them. Bless her. But Samar told me that these people in Palestine were selling children because they had no money to live on. These were people that were working for the government, which was up to this point being aided by U.S. aid and aid from the European community, you know, the EU. So, yeah, you know, it causes all kinds of problems. And Americans are very, very unaware of the suffering of the Palestinians. And we get this news, you know, the regular news on a lot of the stations, especially the standard stations, is, oh, another suicide bomber. And that's what they think. They think all these Palestinians are nothing but suicide bombers. And
Islamic, I mean, these people, their backs are up against the wall. I mean, it's incredulous to me.
The conditions they live under are a horrendous amount of hunger and poverty, lack of opportunity. And, you know, it's just a shame, really, that, you know, I know President Clinton tried to do the deal before he left office, and they were very close. But what I heard was, of course, you know, no one knows for sure, but that Arafat just wouldn't sign on because he wasn't going to get enough of the deal or get East Jerusalem or whatever. But, you know, it's just unbelievable how much torment they've been through. And if they have to go into Israel to visit a hospital, it's like going through a maze of 8 hours of checkpoints, you know, for the average person. So their lives have been really difficult. And that's not to say that people in Israel aren't suffering, too. And Diana says she doesn't take sides, but, you know, I have to say that it opened my eyes up to see a whole other world with her messages to me about this issue, because I was previously unaware of it either, and who would have guessed that this had something to do with 9/11? I mean, as many theories as there are out there, there's many conspiracy theories, but I think this is a pretty obvious thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yet we in America...
Well, a lot of them are pretty obvious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, we're working on strange energies on the planet for sure to ascend now. So, you know, stay awake and do our best to
well,
identify.
Well, you know, ascension is a multidimensional experience,
mm-hmm.
and I cover that topic on my show all the time, and I know you do as a light worker, and it's very uplifting to deal with ascension, and that's one reason I deal with it on my show, because I want my show to be uplifting, and I don't bring Diana solutions in every week, because people wouldn't listen to the show.
Well, you know, there is a lot based in war only because that's the topic, you know, you got the contrast when you talk about
mm-hmm.
peace, there's always the other side. And, you know, no one wants to really be too much in that, but, it's important to be awake. And the ascension process really is multifaceted, and it really is what I think is so essential right now to be paying attention to. And I'm so glad that we have that pay attention to.
I think the reason Diana's working so hard on getting rid of all these nasty, ugly things like starvation and hunger and AIDS and so many of her causes, landmines, and now in spirit she's working through me on, the Middle East, because this is all an aspect of ascension. Our whole world has to be transformed or it's not going to be saved, you know?
It's true. We have to pay attention to the good, bad, and ugly. I mean, that's just the way it is. And
you should always try to focus on it. I mean, I do the weekly channeling, and I usually have to try to pick up the news somewhere, but I don't like the news, you know. I'd rather not look at it so directly, but she has said many times in her brilliant work that conflict doesn't go away unless, you know, you solve it. You can't not look at it, you know.
She represented, I think, she was timely. Of course, in those days, back in the 80s, we were all kind of asleep in multiple ways.
We were.
But she really did stand for motherhood. And, you know, she was a Cinderella story. And a lot of the archetype of her not really being empowered and so forth was part of what we were dealing with. And she really
That's
did exemplify.
That's what women had to do.
Absolutely. And so she really has. I can see how she could be holding again this energy line for us, because she has become empowered and she has a voice now. And
mm-hmm.
And now, speak to the, again, I hate to dwell on the negative, but her accident, certainly there have been so many conspiracy theories about that, and murder, so to speak, whatever.
Yeah, I've had very specific channelings. I don't happen to have them with me tonight. I've looked through, but I didn't find the one. But I don't widely publish this, but she has revealed to me. I suspected quite a few years along in my channeling work with her that it was not an accident, and it was only this year that she recently confirmed, maybe the last 2 years or so, information about it that confirmed for me that it was not an accident. Of course, in 2003, her letter was discovered. Her butler discovered her letter.
Oh, yes.
It was a warning letter that said they are planning to have me killed in a car wreck and cause serious head injury so as to make way for Charles on the throne. These are her words now from life in her letter. And she has commented on that letter in my book. And basically at that time, she did not go into the details of that. And I will say here, I know a lot of people the world over think Charles had something to do with it. I know that he didn't. It was not Charles. And I am not the person to point any fingers at anyone, and I won't be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter pointing a finger at this point.
Well, the thing is,
so much
I will
as
say
identifying
that it was not an accident.
That she was murdered is important to identify that, yeah.
Well, that is important, and she wants her sons to know that she was taken out. And the sons don't know it yet. And she has told me, and I want to key in our audience to the idea here that they need to be watching the news in the next few months, because she's predicted by about September or October the autopsy and the new findings from the current coroner's investigation in London, the royal coroner's looking into this and has interviewed lots of people and re-investigated every single aspect of her death, and she has said that in October it will officially come out what really happened, and it will be known worldwide, and that it will turn, she said that it would turn London on its head, and that the House of Lords and Commons would have to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're already kind of spinning on that right now, trying to assess what to do next. Because the cover up just can't last much longer since we have Pluto on the Galactic Center.
The Galactic Center is clearing out all this negative energy and lies, cover up and old ways of doing things where this kind of assassination basically is what it was. And I don't have any knowledge, let me say this, on who done it, and I'm not a whodunit. It's not my place to point fingers,
right.
And it wouldn't be publicly correct. But,
just knowing that, again, we all need to do our own inner searching, and I think so many of us are psychically tuned in to what's going on anyway, and, we're just ready for the next final bringing up the stuff to the surface. So the rest of the people can look at it.
It's amazing. Are you there?
It's like this echo chamber or delayed reaction.
I know. I was hearing my voice at the beginning of the interview. I was hearing it replay a few seconds after I would say something. It was driving me nuts. Now I don't know if you're getting that. But
No, I'm okay.
Anyway.
I'm okay.
Okay, but it's amazing that so many revelations are coming to light. And you know what I think it is? It's not only Galactic Center and the fact that we're receiving these new energies. That's one powerful thing, but the Internet is darn powerful, and a lot of this stuff gets a lot of airplay, whereas in the past the mass media would be under order to suppress things like this, you know? And they still, I think, kind of co-opt.
And they could have gotten away with murder in the past.
Exactly.
I mean, they have multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean,
so
the whole JFK thing is coming up again because it was not right, and the investigation was not truthful. You know, there's all kinds of public figures, and it's always these amazing light workers. You know, the pattern is the light workers in the past have been taken out because they were going to do something for peace. I read another book that was channeled by Rochelle Sparrow some time ago where JFK was about to do something for world peace, and that's why he was taken out.
I certainly have seen that pattern, but we know we're changing that. I mean, that's the good news. Again, internet is changing the whole face of the planet. Back to the face of the planet. you mentioned Earth changes, or Diana brought that up in the book. You want to comment on what that's about?
Well, that was interesting. She has some interesting insights about the Earth changes, and she has said, she first of all predicted the tsunami back in, I think the tsunami happened in 2004, right by Christmas there, the day after Christmas, and she predicted it in 2004 in May, so that there would be massive tsunami on many of the coasts, and that she links the Earth changes, not only has she been right about her prophecy about them, but she's asked people to tune into their own inner guidance system and ask God and their angels to direct them as to where a safe place for them to be is. And she has cautioned about the coasts, on both coasts of the U.S., and she's asked people to just sell property because they will be inundated in the future. And she has, you know, said that there's a connection with the Earth changes and wars, and that the more we upset Mother Earth, because Mother Earth herself is going into an ascension process, she's going up to another level, and she can't do it without cleansing, and these Earth changes are cleansing, and it's not that it's fair to the victims of these terrible things like tsunamis, but she's saying that these things happen very often in areas of war as well, because there's this etheric negative energy that accumulates, you know, for instance, over the Middle East right now.
I agree. And for instance, to add to that, there is a sense I get that it's also the people in the area that's living in this negative consciousness that consciousness affects the weather somehow, that literally that people are adding to that. And of course, fundamentalism, the hate energy around, you know, I'm right, you're wrong kind of thing, that energy adds to it. So
now, you know, it's funny, the mass consciousness seems so caught up in that I'm right, you're wrong, my religion's the only one kind of thing. You see it in the Christian right, you see it in the Muslim extremism. It's in almost every religion, and that is one of the things that's creating all this conflict on the planet. And the other thing is that kind of hate attracts other negative events to it, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. We're magnets. We really got to watch what we're thinking and what we're feeling.
So, we as light workers can affect areas that are
true.
Potential areas of disaster by sending, you know, the archangels in, you know, but that's... that's usually done through a collective prayer, you know, but things can be done.
And again, that's the beauty of our work. And in a moment, I'd like to do a very positive, uplifting short meditation to bring this all home to people. So we lift ourselves to a place of peace and send that out to the rest of the world. But I would like for you to share how we can get in touch with you. What's a way of...
Well,
do you have a website?
Yes. I have a website, and the book is available on the website. If you order it from the website, you can get a signed copy. It's www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld, and that's just Diana Speaks to the World. And there's an art gallery as well, and you can surf through the art gallery. You have to kind of get to know the site. There's a lot there. There's a site index that has a lot of Diana's messages and messages from the Ascended Masters and angel messages. You can reach me through email at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com, and I also do readings with the archangels and, you know, I do a lot of different things.
You sure do, and I love your artwork, and of course the cover of your book is absolutely beautiful. With Princess Diana, the Queen of Hearts, and she is so profoundly blessed to have you as her representative, and vice versa, I'm sure.
No, I tell you, the honor is all mine to work with her. I mean, you know, she's really, really big, and it's a very difficult task, I got to tell you.
So protective of you. It's interesting, reading the book, there was one spot you spoke of when you were in London. You'd gone over there. You were actually walking down the street with your brother, and you want to share that about...
I just can't even begin to tell you how neat that was. I'm glad you raised that. We had just flown into London that morning, and then we slept all day, and we started walking around at night to see Westminster. And we were walking around Westminster at night. It was pitch black, and I could see kind of the spires and everything. And I said to my brother, you know, and my brother, he's not into channeling, but, you know, I said to my brother, Jim, I said, you know, Diana's telling me that she's here with me now, walking with me in this sacred spot. And I just happened to look down, and on the sidewalk was this memorial, and it said Diana, Princess of Wales Memorial Walk, right at that very instant.
That's incredible.
My brother did a double take. He just went, oh my gosh. And on too, I have to tell you that another psychic friend of mine called me a week before I left for London, and she gave me a reading, and she said, now, when you're there, there aren't very many things dedicated to Diana, but you're going to see a memorial to her. And I was confused because I knew the memorial wasn't built yet. So I said, okay, you know, I'm thinking, well, I don't know what she meant. And then I put it all together when I got back home, and I thought, that's what she was talking about.
That's great. You know, again, I recommend your book and tell people to go to either my website, and then they get a link to your website, and that's heartlink.com, heartlinkinstitute.com, or your dianaspeakstotheworld.com. Is that right?
You know, you're right. You reminded me, dear. I've got to have you added to my links, too, so I'll have to remember to do that soon. I apologize. I had some problems to my website.
Well, thank you, Marcia. It's been such a pleasure, and please do stay on as I finish with a meditation. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Carol. It was really a pleasure to have you, and you did such a good job on the interview. And I can see that you covered every aspect of the book and the current issue. So I thank you for being a peace worker as well as a light worker.
Well, thank you. And now I just wanted to mention to people, if they have questions that they want me to answer on the internet, I will, on the radio show, they can email me questions to Cariel Radio, Cariel Radio, at cabiz.net. That's cabiz.net. And I do have a question that I want to answer. And Francesca writes, I wonder if you can attribute or match up the energy of the color red to one of the archangels. What a wonderful question. And I did a little meditation. And, of course, I've been working with the angels now for some time, especially the archangels, because I work with the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And, of course, there are 10 archangels on the Tree of Life, the Sephiroths. And I was led to Camiel. I hope I'm saying that right. Camiel is the angel of the fifth Sephiroth, and he is the angel of divine love. And many attribute him to wearing this wonderful red tunic and in the warrior dress mode. In other words, he is also the angel of energy and courage, and he wears green, this armor plate of green along with an iron helmet. And he has large green wings. So if you want to meditate on that energy, boy, that's the energy we've been talking about throughout this whole radio show. It's an incredible energy to give you an energy of love and courage. And this is what Diana had for sure, because she knew what she was up against. An incredible inspiration.
I have such synchronicity with what you're saying right now, and I have a painting in my Diana Gallery, too, called Diana Gallery 2, of her in a red dress when she was doing her work for the Red Cross. And I call it Diana Queen of Hearts. So it goes perfectly with what you're saying.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, Camille is the gatekeeper of heaven and makes sure that, you know, you are qualified to pass through the gate. And so divine justice is that also that part of his energy. So now we're going to go to a wonderful meditation. I want you to find a quiet, comfortable position and free from any distractions. And just adjusting yourself, getting comfortable. Relax. And quiet your mind. Release the burdens of the day. And relax your shoulders and your jaw. And just let any tension float away. Relax. And focus on your breathing. And breathe in the breath of life, breathing easily and freely. And visualize a golden ball of pure light energy as it slowly enters into your third eye. And allow this energy of healing to filter down through your body, cleansing and clearing and balancing each chakra. And each chakra is filled with this unconditional love and light. Breathe that in all the way. And the light expands outward. It's a healing energy of peace as it encompasses your whole body, surrounds you in this aura of peace, and you're sending it now out to the world, to whoever is there to receive. And you may even hear tones, frequency tune-up. Universal celestial music. The harmonics of creation. As you are the creator of your own destiny. And you can bring peace into your own world. And gently now, allowing for that to filter in. Feeling that on all levels of dimensions and times. And gently now, coming back into this wonderful new energy that you're supporting your own life with, this new energy. And thank you for listening, everyone. And just enjoy the rest of your day. Go in peace. And send it to others whenever you meet anyone. Just let them know that you hope they find peace and happiness. And it's been a wonderful day, and I look forward to the last Wednesday of next month. We'll have another guest, and I look forward to being with you and sharing the love and peace. And thank you for coming. Bye-bye.